This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York has waited nearly 100 years for a new subway line along its 2nd Avenue, delayed by everything from the Great Depression to the city's near bankruptcy in the 70s. Construction on the line is well underway now, but like many a big public work project, this $4.5 billion thing is disrupting commerce. The blasting, debris, trenches. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on what it's like for businesses in a construction zone that will persist until 2016.
I'm standing on 2nd Avenue right across from a number of longtime small businesses, but I can't really see them. Two- and three-story temporary construction buildings are blocking the storefronts and taking up parking. Jeremy Schaller's store is back there. He's open for business. Some neighbors aren't.
There was a restaurant that just went out of business on 84th Street. It was tough, and he couldn't make it, and at the end, he had to just close up.
He's the third generation of the family that runs Schaller and Weber. They've been selling sausage and specialty food for more than 75 years, from when the neighborhood was largely German-American. Business has dropped 20% each of the last 2 years.
We've cut back our staff. People have retired, and we just haven't had a need to replace them.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has wrapped construction fencing with bright banners urging people to shop. It's also doing something very unusual.
Okay, we're going into the tunnel, guys.
That's the MTA's president of construction. He's leading locals on tours deep underground so they can see for themselves why the job takes so much time. Down here, the cavern's immensity is breathtaking. There's earth-moving equipment with tires the size of people. An army of hard hats is steadily drilling, digging, and sometimes blasting through New York's unforgiving geology. You can catch a glimpse of it through a giant hole in the ground in front of Delizia 92, a longtime 2nd Avenue pizzeria. Owner Joe Pecora took that underground tour.
When I went down, I was pretty wowed.
He's got a new appreciation for the work happening there, but business is still down.
We used to have a lot of foot traffic, so when the fences came up, you know, it was like you being in a jail, basically.
He's looking ahead to the subway opening and bringing higher foot traffic. The trick is hanging on through the tough times, something other stores couldn't do. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.